This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. About four or five long blocks west of where I am right now in Manhattan, there is a billboard-sized sign with a real-time running tally of the U.S. national debt. $19.2 trillion at the moment and ticking higher almost as fast as the human eye can process. I mention it because this weekend, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump told the Washington Post that he would eliminate that debt, all $19 trillion of it, in 8 years as president. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour did a little calling around to see how that might go.
Trump's plan produced some strong feelings among economists.
That's just nuts.
It's absurd. It's crazy. It's also impossible.
That's Ken Rogoff at Harvard and Justin Wolfers at the University of Michigan. Someday I'll ask them how they really feel. Glenn Kessler is fact checker for The Washington Post. He says Trump isn't accounting for the additional debt that's projected to accumulate over the next 8 years. That would bring the total to $26 trillion, not $19.
The fact of the matter is there's just not much you can cut.
The bulk of the federal budget pays for Medicare, Social Security, and entitlements, which Trump has promised not to cut. The rest is discretionary spending for the military, education, highways, everything else, which over 8 years only adds up to $10 trillion.
So if Trump eliminated every government function except for, you know, paying out the Social Security bills and the Medicare bills, it wouldn't get him very far. He'd still have $16 trillion worth of debt to eliminate.
The Trump campaign has said it would sell off government assets, land, buildings. That totals only about $3 trillion, leaving $13 trillion left to cut. The necessary cuts to discretionary spending, says Justin Wolfers.
It would cause the U.S. economy to crash, not slow, not a recession, a depression.
A depression which would leave the world without its last functioning engine of economic growth, i.e. the U.S. economy. A sputtering economy would also reduce government tax revenue, which would make it even harder to reduce the debt.
The economy is not in a position to handle thinking about bringing down debt at the moment.
Harvard's Ken Rogoff. The Trump campaign suggested selling oil from government lands could generate offsetting revenue. The U.S. would have to sell as much oil per year as Saudi Arabia does for 100 years. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.